Welcome to the History AI Podcast, where the past comes alive with facts, anecdotes, and a dash of humor. Here are your hosts, Chuck and Marco.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the History AI Podcast. I'm Chuck, your history-loving host with a tendency to dive down rabbit holes.
And I'm Marco, here to make sure Chuck doesn't get too lost in the rabbit holes. Today, we're talking about something truly fascinating and, dare I say, colorful.
Literally colorful. Today, we're diving into the story of the Blue Fugits, a family from Kentucky whose unusual skin color turned them into local legends.
Yeah, and I just want to clarify for our listeners, this isn't some weird Smurf fan fiction. This is a real medical and historical story, and it's a wild one.
Definitely not fan fiction. This is a tale of genetics, geography, and an unusual condition that made the Fugate family stand out, literally. To truly understand the Blue Fugits, we need to head back to the early 19th century and paint a picture of life in eastern Kentucky. The region, particularly around Troublesome Creek, was incredibly isolated. We're talking rugged hills, dense forests, and small, scattered communities where families lived miles apart. Travel was difficult, and roads were more like muddy trails.
So, not exactly the bustling metropolis of, well, anywhere. This isolation definitely sets the stage for what comes next, right?
Exactly. Now, enter Martin Fugate. He was a French immigrant who settled in this area around 1820. Historical records about Martin are sparse, but we do know he married a woman named Elizabeth Smith. Now, Elizabeth was born in the region, and her family was already established there.
So, Martin and Elizabeth tie the knot, settle down in Troublesome Creek, and what? They unknowingly start a genetic science experiment?
Pretty much. Unbeknownst to either of them, both Martin and Elizabeth carried a recessive gene for a condition called methemoglobinemia. Now, for our listeners who aren't genetics buffs, a recessive gene means you need two copies, one from each parent, for the trait to actually show up. If you only have one copy, you're just a carrier.
And let me guess, the gene decided to double down.
Bingo. In the Fugits' case, both parents passed the gene on to their children, and the result was visible in their skin. Methemoglobinemia affects the body's ability to properly oxygenate the blood. Instead of bright red oxygen-rich blood, theirs had a higher concentration of methemoglobin, which gives the blood, and consequently, the skin, a bluish tint.
So, their blood wasn't carrying oxygen as efficiently as it should have been.
Exactly. And because blood gives skin its color, the result was this striking blue or purplish hue. Over time, Martin and Elizabeth's descendants inherited this condition. Since Troublesome Creek was so remote, people in the area tended to marry within the community. This isolation kept the recessive gene circulating in the population.
And by a circulating, you mean cousins marrying cousins, right?
Well, let's just say the gene pool was more like a puddle. Back then, this wasn't uncommon in isolated regions. Travel was difficult, and people often married their neighbors, who also happened to be relatives. This intermarriage amplified the chances of two carriers of the gene having children, leading to more cases of methemoglobinemia.
Okay, so now we've got a tiny, remote community where the Blue Fugates were basically the most famous family on the block.
That's right. The condition became most noticeable in the mid-19th century, when many of Martin and Elizabeth's descendants showed visible blue skin. This wasn't just a light tint, either. Some family members were described as being a deep blue, almost indigo. It was enough to turn heads, even in an area where everyone knew everyone else.
I can imagine the gossip. Did you see the Fugates at church last Sunday? They were looking extra blue.
Yeah, they certainly stood out. But what's fascinating is that they didn't all have the same level of blueness. Some descendants carried the gene but didn't have blue skin at all, while others had more pronounced symptoms. It depended on whether the individual inherited the gene from one parent or both.
It's like Mendel's pea plants, but way more dramatic.
That's a great comparison. So, to sum up, the combination of Martin and Elizabeth's genes, the isolation of Troublesome Creek, and the intermarriage within the community created a unique situation where this rare condition became a defining trait of the Fugate family.
And all of this started with one Frenchman, a Creek, and some very unlucky genes.
Exactly. It's such a unique story that it's no wonder the Fugits became a local legend, and later, a fascinating case study in genetics.
So Chuck, what was life like for the Blue Fugates? I mean, it's not exactly easy to blend in, pun absolutely intended, when your skin is blue.
Oh, they definitely stood out. But remember, this was an isolated area, so most people in the community knew the Fugits and didn't necessarily treat them as freaks.
That's good to hear. Sometimes history isn't kind to people who are different.
True, and the Fugits were lucky in that sense. But it wasn't all smooth sailing. Some of them did face social stigma when venturing outside their small community.
I imagine the stares alone would have been rough.
Definitely. But they were also known as hard-working folks. Benjamin Stacy, one of the last known descendants to show the blue skin, described his family as normal people who just happened to have an unusual look.
Did they ever figure out how to treat it, or were they just like, well, this is who we are?
Actually, in the 1960s, a hematologist named Dr. Madison Kawin came across the Fugits and decided to investigate. He realized the condition was caused by the lack of an enzyme called cytochrome B5 reductase, which converts methemoglobin back to normal hemoglobin.
Science to the rescue.
Totally. Dr. Kawin treated some of the Fugits with a compound called methylene blue, which essentially acted as a synthetic enzyme to reverse the effects temporarily.
So, a literal blue pill turned them less blue? The irony.
Right? It worked, though. Within minutes of taking the pill, their skin would return to a normal tone.
So, what happened to the blue Fugates? Are there any of them around today?
Well, the Fugate family line is still alive, but the blue skin has largely disappeared due to increased genetic diversity. People started marrying outside the small Troublesome Creek area, so the recessive gene became less likely to pair up.
So, no chance of a Smurf sequel featuring these folks?
Nope, but their story is a fascinating example of how genetics, geography, and history collide. It's also a reminder of how science can demystify what might seem strange or supernatural.
Speaking of strange, did this condition lead to any local myths or tall tales?
Absolutely. Stories about the Fugits spread beyond Kentucky, with some people exaggerating their features or claiming they were aliens or cursed. But at its core, this is a human story, a family dealing with a rare medical condition. And that's a wrap on today's episode, folks. The Blue Fugits remind us that history isn't always about wars and politics. Sometimes, it's about the quirks of human biology and the resilience of families living in unique circumstances.
Exactly. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a 5-star review. It really helps the podcast grow and reach more history lovers like you.
Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you've got a topic suggestion, or if you want to share your favorite historical rabbit hole, hit us up on social media.
Oh, and check out our new merchandise. We've got everything from mugs to t-shirts, with designs inspired by your favorite episodes. The link's in the show notes.
Thanks for listening to the History AI Podcast. Until next time, stay curious. Looking for the perfect way to show appreciation for the incredible mom in your life? Discover Exhausted Moms, a coloring journey to relaxation and humor, the coloring book that speaks directly to the heart of motherhood. Gift her an escape into pages of laughter, empowerment, and moments of tranquility. With Exhausted Moms, she'll find a blend of whimsical illustrations and inspiring quotes that celebrate her daily triumphs and challenges. Crafted with love from images I created for the mother of my children, each page offers a space for creativity and relaxation, a reminder that she's doing an amazing job, even on the toughest days. Give the gift of laughter, peace, and recognition. Exhausted Moms isn't just a coloring book, it's a hug, a nod of understanding, and a token of appreciation for everything she does. Surprise her with Exhausted Moms today and watch her face light up with joy. Because every mom deserves a moment to herself, wrapped in the colors of love and support.